Hello, Flying Clubs, and welcome to another episode of Flying Clubs Radio. I'm Steve, and I'm joined by my colleague, Drew. Hey there, Drew. Why do you look so annoyed?
Hey, Steve. It's nothing. I'm fine.
Oh, come on, Drew. We've been working together for over 4 years and have started more than 230 Flying Clubs together. I think I can tell when something is up.
Yeah, you're right. I just can't hide anything from you, Steve. I'm just a little miffed at my club right now. I keep trying to schedule a plane to go flying, but a few of our members are cogging up all the top spots. What's the point of joining the flying club if I can't fly the damn airplanes?
Yikes. Sorry to hear that, Drew. If only there was a way to keep the scheduling of club airplanes fair and accessible for everyone.
Yeah, seriously. Someone should do something. Is there anyone out there who can help me with that?
Well, Drew, you know it's us, right? We're supposed to be the experts in all things flying clubs.
Oh, right. Sorry. Sometimes my own credibility scares me. Okay. Hello, folks. My frustration with my club here is purely hypothetical. Really, I was channeling the frustrations and concerns of many club members I have spoken to over the years. For new flying clubs, the founders are worried about one member taking advantage of the club and booking up the plane. To this, I say that most people are reasonable and considerate. Oftentimes, a light-touch approach to scheduling rules is all that is needed to keep everyone happy. When creating scheduling rules, it's also helpful to consider your club's mission. Are you a club focused on providing your members with a cross-country time machine for travel around the country? Or are you there to provide your club members with a fun and sporty airplane that's great for short hops and $179 hamburgers?
Yeah, an airplane, I don't know, like an aerobat.
Yeah, exactly. The point I'm making here is that every club has its own needs and circumstances that may impact the scheduling of the airplane or airplanes. All this is to say that there's no one-size-fits-all solution. But I can suggest a few simple rules that will keep your club members happy and also help you see maximum utilization of your club aircraft.
Well, that sounds great. Off you go then.
Okay. The first rule pertains to multi-day reservations. If your club is a Go Places club, then this is for you. Remember that for many new members, a flying club is their first taste of airplane ownership. Steve and I call this ownership light. Basically, you get more access to an airplane at a much more affordable price, but get to know the aircraft ownership all about aircraft ownership in the process. This increased access means that club members can actually use their club airplane to take that trip to the mountains that they've been dreaming of, or fly and visit relatives in far off places, or attend that flying event that they've been meaning to visit for years. If you want my opinion, your club should make multi-day reservations a priority if its mission is at all oriented towards cross-country travel. Make it easy to book multi-day reservations. One way to do this is to only allow members to book multi-day reservations in advance. Single-day reservations cannot be made very far out, say a week to 10 days. This keeps the schedule clear for longer trips and avoids problems with two-hour flight blocks jamming up the works. We'll be recording an edition all about primary flight training and flying clubs radio soon, so stay tuned for that to hear our opinionated opinions.
Yeah, we are known for opinionated opinions, I think. Well, that's interesting. So if I want to fly and visit my daughter in California for a week in November, I can book it and fully expect the plane to be available to me, right?
Exactly. And by not allowing single-day reservations in advance, you avoid one member blocking out a flight every Saturday in November so they can get lunch or do whatever it is they want to do.
Nice. But if I see the plane is available for a local flight next Saturday, I'm free to book a single-day reservation for as long as I need the plane. Sounds pretty simple and effective.
I think so.
Okay, but what if I want to fly to California the second week of every month, or take the plane to Air Venture every year, or fly to Portland to see another daughter for Thanksgiving and Christmas? According to this rule, I can do that with no problems.
Technically, yes, which is why there's a need for a second rule.
Ah, drat and darn, I knew this was going to happen.
I'm sure you did, Steve. Most rules come from someone bending a rule to the farthest extent of the letter. So here's rule number two. Club members may only book one multi-day reservation in the system at a time. So if you want to book that trip in November, you can't book any multi-day trips before or after that date until you either fly the reservation off or cancel your trip. This keeps ambitious flyers like you from boxing out other members when they want to use the club airplane.
Yeah, that makes sense. But I'm not some twit that thinks he can fly the airplane at his convenience. I can still theoretically fly all of those trips, but I just need to wait until I've completed one trip before scheduling another. If no one else needs the plane, then off I go.
Yeah, I think that's what I like about this plan. It's not super complicated or overimposing, and it avoids feeling like you're still renting from a flight school. More about that in a minute.
This all sounds great, Drew, but how can clubs keep track of their reservations?
Easy. There are many ways to keep track of a club schedule. You can go the risky route of using a Google Calendar that's shared with all of your club members. You'll need to keep track of hours, so a paper log in the plane will also be necessary. My club did this for many years, and it worked just fine, but there's better solutions out there. If you want something that's more advanced and capable, I will look into club management software. These tools are usually web-based portals that keep track of member schedules, maintenance, financials, and much more. Some of them charge a fee, but I think that once you begin using their features, you will find it to be a worthwhile cost.
Yeah, there are myriad options out there for club management tools, and we seem to hear about new ones popping up all the time. Check out the 2020 June and July editions of Club Connector, our newsletter, for a detailed review of a few of those tools. I've lots of personal experience with Flight Circle and find that program to work really well with flying clubs.
Yeah, my club uses Flight Circle too and found that it really pulls its weight when you add additional members and airplanes to a club. I've also found their customer service to be top notch.
So you mentioned that keeping track of your club, and that brought up a question. How do clubs keep track of their schedules and also enforce those scheduling rules?
Yeah, those are great questions, Steve. I'm sure some club management tools can be configured to keep schedules aligned with any rules that you want to impose, but I recommend appointing someone to be the schedule watchdog in your club. This person can be any club member who's tasked with periodically checking the club schedules to make sure everyone is following the rules. You'll find this job to be pretty easy and low effort, with the occasional gentle reminder to a member who may be bending the rules. By the way, as with any club rule, it's a great idea to include the phrase "at the discretion of the board" at the end of it. If a member really needs the airplane booked for two separate trips, or they have a check ride scheduled 2 months from now, the club board can vote to approve or deny that request. And if there's any disputes between members about scheduling, then the board can weigh in as needed as well.
Yeah, nice. I like that. Now, I've heard of clubs requiring minimum daily hours when someone has the airplane. What do you think about that, Drew?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up, Steve. I mentioned that using a club airplane should not feel like you're renting from a flight school a little bit ago. And the notion of minimum daily hours is a great way to annoy your members for no real benefit to the club. Remember that the whole point of a flying club is to allow for affordable and less restrictive access to an airplane for its members. Being nonprofit entities, clubs can employ break-even accounting without the need to support a healthy bottom line like you see in a for-profit business. If I owned a flight school, requiring my renters to pay for a minimum number of hours per day would make sense. I make money off of airplane rentals, and if someone takes my money making airplane to the beach an hour's flight away for a long weekend, I would lose my rear end if I didn't bill that pilot for multi-hours for each day they had it parked somewhere else. This is why we're seeing more flight schools eliminate multi-day and non-training rentals altogether. They are operating in a high-risk, low-margin business and need to make the most profit out of every flight hour. Believe me, I get where they're coming from.
Yeah, seriously. I used to operate a flight school. It is a labor of love, but you know, losing multi-days of rental because somebody has it booked for an hour would just hurt quite a lot.
Yeah, exactly. All the more reason for our assertion that flying clubs are not flight schools and should not try to operate like them. With a flying club, you simply don't have anything to lose by having a member book out the airplane for a few days and only flying a handful of hours. If you're keeping your books correctly, you don't need the airplane to fly to cover your fixed cost. That money comes from your club's monthly dues.
Yeah, good reminder. And if a club implements scheduling rules like you've laid out here, they shouldn't have any problems with club members abusing this amazing privilege of flying their club airplane.
Yeah, I think so. My own club uses scheduling rules very similar to this, and it works quite well. We developed them when we only had one airplane, and it scaled up nicely with the addition of our club's gorgeous Cardinal. That's it. It's just that simple. So, Steve, why don't you do a quick recap of these rules for us?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Okay. Rule number one, club members may only schedule multi-day reservations in advance. Single-day reservations may only be scheduled out a week or so in advance, depending on what your club decides. This keeps the schedule open to allow more opportunities for member to use the plane for cross-country travel. Rule number two, a club member may only schedule one multi-day reservation at a time. They may only schedule an additional multi-day trip after they've either flown or cancelled that first reservation. This avoids one member snapping up all of the desirable weeks and weekends from other members. And then rule number three, clubs shall not bill members for minimum daily hours. This practice is counterproductive and discourages members from using their club airplane for travel.
Well said, Steve. I'm really glad I was able to make these rules stick with you. Now, if I could only get you to stop pronouncing schedule like schedule.
That'll never happen, matey. Never.
All right. Well, that's all I have on the schedule for today. So for now, it's goodbye from me.
And it's an appropriately scheduled goodbye from him.